celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Hey everybody, Happy New Year. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. Now Christmas may be over, but the gifts just keep coming on Fido Friendly Travel Talk. We have four great guests with us today and more prizes than Fido can shake a stick at. So you won't want to miss a minute. Now for my first guest, you don't have to speak French to welcome him to the show, Michel Raviot, owner of Le Pooch. This is a company that started in France, but it does help if you are interested in the finer things in life for your pooch. Hello, Michelle, and welcome to the show.
Well, hi, Susan. Thank you for having me on.
It's my pleasure. You know, I have a little bit of background, so I'm smiling over here, but tell us what launched the Le Pooch line way back in 1987.
Well, let me tell you, it went a little before that. I had one too many in college, and when I woke up, I was laying next to a really smelly dog, and that's kind of how it all started. Too many Jell-O shots. And so we decided, after college, got into our family has a background in perfumery, perfume business for humans. And I just said, I've got to do something for these smelly dogs, and created a fragrance and, knocked on the doors of Bloomingdale's in New York, and we got in, and the rest is kind of history.
Yeah, and some of that historic footage, I want to direct all our listeners to. You've got to be sure and watch the archive footage on Le Pooch website. This is when Michel dressed in a dog costume, and I've met Michel, and he's a tall guy. So he was this tall guy in a dog suit, getting out of a Rolls Royce, went into the New York City Bloomingdale's, and this is 1987. So the footage is worth the price of admission, as it's clear even 23 years ago, people were willing to pamper their pups. And that website, by the way, it's spelled Le Pooch, is L-E-S-P-O-O-C-H-S. So, Michelle, what difference do you see in consumers from 1987 to 2010 as it pertains to spending money on their dogs?
Well, it's funny, it amazes me. It just does not stop. Back in 87, when we launched it right after Black Friday, where the stock market crashed, and yet, within a month or so, we were one of Bloomingdale's top-selling fragrances, and at a high price point back then. And today, across the board and across, various countries all over the world we sell now. It's just, they keep pampering their pooch. It's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. And beyond the fragrance line, what else do you have? What are your top sellers?
Well, we have, our fine fragrance collection, our shampoos. We have dog carrier bags going up to $15,000. And then we have a line of shears, which are scissors, which the professional stylists use to trim the dogs, going all the way up to $275,000. So we run the gambit. We kind of occupy the upper atmosphere, if you will, stratosphere of the doggy market.
Well, I just want to let all the listeners not to hold their breath, because that's not one of the fabulous items that you're going to gift today. But you have so much going on. And I know from your website, it looks like you've opened the Le Pooch Boutiques. Now, what can you tell me about those?
Yeah, the Le Pooch Boutique, we have one in Dusseldorf, Germany, and we'll be opening up in Paris and New York and a few other key locations in the United States. And this is where the dogs absolutely get the utmost treatment, along with top stylists doing the trim on the dog. So, it's not your cheapest cut. They start around $500 and go up, but certainly you won't experience a more pampered atmosphere.
Well, and for those of us who love our pooches and really want to spend that type of money, I mean, that's a fabulous place, because there's really nothing like that. And I was just happening to think, do you have a certain breed that you think would come to the the Le Pooch Boutique more than any others. I mean, I always come to mind, I think of the poodles, you know, the Shih Tzu, those types of breeds. Or are you seeing even the larger breeds?
Yeah, we have, you know, Newfies coming, St. Bernards, even the Spit and Shines, which are in the trade, like, you know, the Greyhounds and those that really have no hair but need skin treatment all the same. So it really runs the gambit, from large to small, from hairy to, you know, not so hairy. But, you know, we treat them right and, use the products on them and, you know, they go out tail wagging happy there.
Well, I like that. And I understand you have been very gracious to offer three amazing prizes to our first three callers. So please tell us what the products are that you're sending our way.
Well, first product we're for the first caller is one of our VIP fragrances, which is our finest fragrance. It's Rare Osmanthus, and it goes for $100 at the Eau de Splash cologne. And then we also have a pooch brush for another caller coming in, the world's only flexible headed brush, really ergonomically designed for gliding through those mats. And then we've got a little gift bag with fragrance shampoo and a brush, going for about $150 at the retail value. So good luck to those three callers.
That was so nice of you to do that. And you, everybody, the first three callers will win one of these fabulous prizes. So will you be the lucky listener to win the VIP fragrance for Fido? That's worth $100. The brush, and what was it? It was the brush worth $50 to $80, or the fragrance shampoo brush gift bag. It was worth $150. So call now. It's 866-405-8405, and you will win one of these fabulous products from Le Pooch. That number, once again, is 866-405-8405. Michelle, thanks for taking the time to talk with me today.
Oh, my pleasure, Susan, anytime.
For more information and to find out how you can order quality products from Le Pooch, click on their website at lepooch.com. That is spelled L-E-S-P-O-O-C-H-S. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll find out how to keep your pet safe even when he goes missing, along with the help for Fidos that have itching skin. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Oral disease is the most frequently diagnosed health problem for pets. That's why it's so important to take care of your dog's teeth. With Pets Life Oral Care Spray and Gel, you can easily do just that. Pets Life Oral Care not only removes plaque and tartar, but it also kills bacteria on contact, improving doggy breath. For best results, use the spray or gel every 3 to 4 days in the evening. Pets Life is all natural, veterinarian approved, and 100% safe for your pet. To purchase the Pets Life Oral Care Spray and Gel, visit PetsLife.com or call 1-888-453-4682.
Hi, this is Emmy Lou Harris on Animal Radio. Please spay and neuter your pet.
Celebrating our connection with our pets from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. Now, many listeners may have wondered what would happen if my dog is lost. Whether you are on a trip or if your dog escapes his yard, what would happen to help return your furry friend to your loving arms? Well, our next guest, Liz Blackman from 1-800-HELP-FOR-PETS, will tell us all about the Pet Protector. Hi, Liz. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. It's great to be here.
It's always fun to talk to you. Liz and I are friends, so it's not fair because we might start talking about other things, so I'm going to try.
It'll probably have to do with dogs.
Yeah, it'll always have to do with dogs. And what was funny is years ago when Liz and I met, I had said something to her, and I think she'd seen a picture of one of our dogs, and she wanted to know where the dog's collar was. And I said, well, dog's in the house. And Liz, tell everybody what you told me.
You know, the one thing I would say to everyone, as careful as you are to be mindful of, is how important visible identification is on your pet at all times, mostly because we can't pick and choose when our pet is going to need it. But the statistics prove that pets will at some point do something unexpected. They will slip out a door that they've never slipped out before, or they may never slip out, and there could be an emergency where you would want them to get out, such as a fire, or the fire department comes and breaks your door down to, you know, to attend to a fire in your home. You would want your pet to have identification then. So although we have control over so many circumstances in which our pets would not get out of the house by neglect, there could be emergencies where you'd want them to get out, and that visible identification can make all the difference. And there's just no good reason not to do it. It's so simple, and it's so cost-effective. And it's the first thing anyone looks for when they see a pet who needs help if they're lost. If you ask a child or a fireman what's the first thing you look for if you find a cat or a dog who's running loose, they would both tell you the same thing. I'd look for a tag on their collar.
Yeah, and that happened just over the, you know, the holidays that we had, where we looked out the window. We had guests and were in the dining room and just having a festive time, and my husband looked out the window, and there was a dog just walking across the driveway. And the dog had on a tag, but all it said was it was a rabies tag. It was very beat up, and it had a local Humane Society number on it, which,
you know,
didn't do anybody any good.
That's really not good enough. That the rabies tag is generally just a formality, and it's a legal formality that, to prove that your pet is current on his vaccinations, specifically rabies. What you want to do is make it as easy as possible for the person who's trying to help your pet to find you. So make sure that the tag is highly visible, so that if your pet's moving or found at nighttime, or if the person who finds him wears glasses, they can read it. And make sure it has a phone number on it, including the area code, so that the person can call that number and reach either a live person or an answering machine. It's best if they don't have to reach an answering machine, of course, and that's why I developed the Pet Protector in 1996, being mindful of the fact that not everybody who finds a pet is out looking for a pet. And the chances of somebody finding my pet if they got lost, being like you or me, willing to delay whatever it was we were on our way to do in order to get the pet home safely, might be very slim. So the Pet Protector system has a toll-free phone number on it that's answered live 24 hours a day, like a 911 system for pets. But even if you don't go so far as to have the Pet Protector, a visible ID tag with a current phone number that's easily readable is critical. And what I recommend is that every year when you check your smoke alarm batteries, when you set your clock forward and backwards at daylight savings time, check your pet's tag. Make sure, is it in good shape? Could someone read it in an emergency? Is the information up to date? And if it's not, take care of it then at the same time while you're being mindful to switch your batteries on your smoke alarms.
Yeah, that's actually really a good reminder. But the Pet Protector is actually more than just the 800 number to say, hey, I found your dog. I understand it also acts as a way for emergency medical treatment to be administered. So tell us a little bit about that.
It's really like 911, Medic Alert, and OnStar rolled into one service. And when I say all that, the listeners may be thinking, oh, this must cost a fortune. It's only $20 a year. And for that, your pet is connected to a 24-hour nationwide emergency system where operators are prepared with information that can locate the owner or their alternate contacts if the pet's been found, the pet's entire medical history, so if he's found injured or if the person can't, if we can't locate the owner right away, we can alert the person who's found him that he needs medication. And the owner can even have a credit card on file with us if they choose to, so that if their pet were found injured and we couldn't locate them, we could authorize medical treatment on behalf of the owner so that the pet doesn't have to wait for treatment. And it's an optional feature. You don't have to do it, but it's such a good backup thing to have just in case, you know, that were to happen. And then we'd have all the pet's medical information so that if they did have to be treated, we would be able to let the veterinarian know that the dog's age, if he's allergic to any medication, if he has, let's say, seizures from, and he needs medication for that. Anything relevant to the pet's health that would be important for the veterinarian to know if a new veterinarian had to attend your pet in an emergency would be on file with us in case of an incident.
Yeah, so it makes me think of a dog that shows up on your doorstep and he has around his collar, he has a little booklet that it talks about all his things, but it's basically just a phone call away. And, you know, I've lost my tag before, and you've been, you know, kind enough to resend it. And it's gotten beaten up because it will. But the 800, the number on there is so visible, it gets your attention right away, no matter what other kind of tags that you have on your dog. So,
and, you know, it's not a fashion statement, as you know, Susan. This is not a cute tag. It's only intended to do one thing, and that's to be there when you and your pet need it most and to work when you need it most. So it's not gonna set anybody's, you know, attention on how cute it is, but certainly on how it will work. And you mentioned too about the replacement tags. As long as someone's a member of our service, the replacement tags are free. So if their dog loses it or even chews it, or if a friend comes over and chews it, the tag is replaced free of charge.
Yeah, that's really something that everybody should invest in for $20 a year. And before I let you go, I also know that you don't have enough to do, so you decided to launch On a Mission from Dog. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
OnAMissionFromDog.org is a project to help raise funds for shelters to do all sorts of things, spay-neuter programs, education on humane treatment, encourage adoption, do a mobile adoptions, all kinds of things. And if you go to onamissionfromdog.org, you can see how to support the project. And it's really a labor of love, as you know. I'm very dog-centric.
Yeah, I think that's something that everybody needs to log on and take a look at and see how they can help. And I also understand that 5 lucky listeners who call in right now can win 1 year of the Pet Protector.
That's right.
So be one of the first 5 callers, or just be... Get in there and get on the phone and be one of the 5 callers, and you'll win a 1-year membership to the Pet Protector. That number to call is 866-405-8405. Once again, to win a 1-year membership to the Pet Protector, be among the first 5 callers at 866-405-8405. Thanks, Liz, for taking the time to talk with me today.
I loved it. Happy holidays.
Oh, same to you. Hey, my pleasure. Now, listen, for more information, go online to help4pets.com. That's the number 4. Now, our next guest makes me itch just by thinking of the wonderful solution she has for our dogs. Dr. Adelia Ritchie with Dermagic has lots to say on that subject. Hi, Dr. Ritchie, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. So you have to tell all of us who have suffered along with our dogs, what causes skin irritation and how is Dermagic the solution?
Well, there's so many things. You know, there are fleas and grass fungus and pollen, scabies and other mites, slivers and spiny things. I mean, even dog food. The list is really endless. Anything that opens the skin or reduces the skin's natural immunity can lead to infection by bacteria or yeast or fungi, mites, whatever. Fortunately, these are really easy to treat, especially when you catch them early. I've developed all-natural topical products that can kick out all those infecting agents really fast. Critters and germs kind of like to dig down and hide deep inside the hair follicles. And you really need something that can both penetrate down in there and at the same time be very effective at killing them. And that's just what Dermagic products do. And they're completely non-toxic to pets and people, organic ingredients, made in the USA, all good things.
I love it, and I love that it's made in the USA. And what if I have my dog and he's scratching away and I have my Dermagic and I'm ready to go, what does the treatment actually entail? Is this just something I topically put on and forget about it?
You don't quite forget about it. It also depends on what's bugging your dog, what kind of thing it is. If it's just a hot spot, for example, we recommend our hot spot salve, and you just dab that on to the spot a couple times a day for a couple of days, and that's usually enough to completely dry it up and it's gone. But there are so many other things. For a more widespread inflammation or infection, we have what's called a skin rescue lotion, and that's made with the same ingredients as the salve, but it's more liquid and spreadable, and it should be massaged in twice a day, really rubbed down in the skin. And for any of these problems, it's best, we always recommend that the hair be scissored, close around the bad spots, and we promise it'll grow back. and also to cover the dog with a T-shirt to keep him from licking everything off. And it's not that it would hurt him to lick it, but it works so much better if the lotion or the salve stays on the dog rather than, you know, down his throat or on your carpet. So yeah. With either way, results are visible in within a few days, very few days, depending on the severity of the infection. We also say get the dog clean before you start any of this, and then just bathe him weekly as long as he's undergoing the treatment. And then normally
you mentioned hot spots, and I've always heard that. What exactly is a hot spot? How did they come up with that terminology? First of all, what it actually is that?
Well, I guess the terminology came because it literally is hot. It feels warm to the touch, and it certainly feels hot to the dog. But the sort of medical name for it is either pyotraumatic dermatitis, or sometimes they call it acute moist dermatitis. And that really doesn't tell you what it is. It just describes it. But a hot spot is simply a localized area of inflammation and infection. The two go together. And it's made worse by the dog biting or licking or scratching it because it bothers him. And these they can go very deep, and they can be very painful. So the important thing is to treat the underlying cause of the thing, of the hot spot, and to break that cycle of continued trauma that the dog is doing to himself.
Yeah, now, would you then recommend that listeners seek the veterinarian care before using the product or any kind of advice?
This is such an important question. It's asked me so often. With things like hot spots and most other skin conditions, including allergies, the most frequent veterinary treatment is going to be prednisone or some other steroid. And what that will do is relieve the symptoms, the itching a little bit, temporarily. But steroids ultimately make the situation worse, and they do nothing to deal with the underlying cause. So I like to compare this to dealing with things that happen to our own kids, our human kids. If, you know, for example, we don't rush them to a doctor for every sniffle and sneeze and knee scrape that they get. We treat them first with some off-the-shelf remedy and a Band-Aid, possibly, something that might have worked before or worked for the neighbor's kids. And then if that didn't do the trick, then we take our child to the doctor's office. And I think it's the same with dogs. And both doctors and veterinarians have a very predictable protocol, and that is to treat the symptoms and then run a lot of tests to determine what the cause is, whether it's mites or fungus or what. But if something can easily handle these kinds of infestations and infections, then why not try that first before incurring this huge vet bill? And also, many groomers are using our products in their shops now. So if your groomer can handle it, or if you have a product at home that can handle it, I say save your veterinary budget for the more serious problems.
Oh, I like that. You're saving us money already. And I had another question that I wanted to ask, because I've had friends that tell me that they actually use people's shampoo. Now, is there harm in doing that?
Absolutely. In most cases, absolutely, yes. Not serious, but the thing is that people and dogs have slightly different biochemistry. The dog's skin is more alkaline than ours. We tend to be more on the acidic side, and that just means that there's a pH difference between us and them. And so shampoos for dogs are specially formulated just for that particular pH of a dog's skin. So if we use people shampoo on them, it's going to dry their skin, and it's going to make them itchy. And likewise, if we use their shampoo on us, it'll do exactly the same thing to us. So we just say, don't do it. It's better not to.
Yeah, that was my next question. And I am thrilled to say that five of our lucky listeners who call in can win products from DermMagic. So tell us what they are going to win today.
Well, we're excited, too. Well, our signature product is our Skin Rescue Lotion, and it's used for everything from just mild inflammations and bug bites to those very bad cases of the dreaded black skin disease. So for each of five winners, we're giving away a 4-ounce bottle of this lotion. Plus, wait, there's more. Plus, we're also in that package, we're putting one of our new certified organic shampoo bars with peppermint and tea tree oil. And for folks who haven't gone green with their dog washing practices yet, these organic shampoo bars are the newest and hottest product on the market, and we're excited to get them out there for people to try.
Oh, how fun. That is so very nice of you. So all you listeners whose dogs have suffered with skin irritation and want a chance to win products from DermMagic or just want to go green with the shampoo bar, call now at 866-405-8405. And if you are the first five callers, you will win the lotion and the shampoo bar from DermMagic. Once again, that number to call is 866-405-8405. 405-8405. Thanks, Dr. Ritchie, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Totally my pleasure. Thank you, Susan.
For more information, please log on to their website at dermmagic.com. That's DermAgic. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking about soy candles and what you can win. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
That's your dog telling you to visit joypetproducts.com. Your dog doesn't want to be cold and wet this winter any more than you do. Visit joypetproducts.com, where you'll find the original goose down filled doggy coat. Your dog will enjoy the lightweight warmth and comfort, and you'll love the easy wear, easy care. When it's not as cold, pick up a perfect fit embroidered hoodie in designs to fit every dog's personality. All of our items are made in the USA and Canada to fit tiny toys to larger breeds. joypetproducts.com. Superior quality, great style, happy dogs.
Hey, this is Brian DiTillo. I play Lucas Roberts on Days of Our Lives. You're listening to Animal Radio. And please don't forget to have your pets spayed or neutered. Woo. That's my favorite saying from Bob Barker, by the way.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. Now, my next guest, Laura Kraft from Heaven to Home, is here to talk about her company and especially Angels for Animals. Hi, Laura, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So tell us all about Heaven to Home and what types of products you offer.
Okay, Heaven to Home is a soy blend candle and reed diffuser company, as well as other gift items. And we donate a portion of our proceeds back for animal welfare with our Angels for Animals collection.
You know, I know that the soy candles, I just wanted to ask you quickly about that. What's the benefit of the soy candle, maybe, you know, in experience with the beeswax or the other types of candles?
Okay. The soy candles are a cleaner, longer burn. They don't burn as hot. And also, all of our products are also dye-free. And we have taken and address the dye-free with colorful lids that correspond to the fragrance, or in some cases we have colorful angel wings in which the fragrance is named inside the wing. So they're just a lot cleaner burn, and you'll get a really lot longer burn as well.
Oh, I didn't know that. I like that. And speaking of the angels, tell us about the Angels for Animals and why it's such a special part of your company.
Angels for Animals came into being really from being a lifelong animal lover, and then when the events of Hurricane Katrina happened and witnessing what was happening to all the animals there, I like to say my love of animals and candles melted together, and we set out to create this company with our signature piece, which is really an angel candle, which is silk screened onto glass. And then over that is the quote, which I had loved all my life, had read all of James Herriot's books, It's the quote that says, all things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. And that's really kind of the signature piece that we started with.
Oh, that's beautiful. So now let us talk about the memorial soy candles, because that's a little different.
Yeah, the memorial candle, we've had our products available about a year and a half. We really spent about 2.5 years in the creation process. And last spring we introduced our memorial candle. And it's a 9-ounce soy candle as well. Has our logo silk screened on the front. And underneath that is the quote that says, until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened. That candle is available in 2 fragrances, which both have essential oils. There's a lavender sage, which is calming and healing. And then there's also a fragrance called Healing Rain, which has essential oils of grapefruit and vetiver, which are soothing and uplifting. And then also on that candle, there's a hang tag that describes to the person that we will donate in their animal's memory. And if they wish, they can share a memory on our website. And that has really is really touched a lot of people. The candle's doing quite well. We have markets with our internet presence as well, and with all of our products, we also retail with different pet stores and veterinarians and gift stores and so on.
Yeah, I like that. And your website, Heaven to Home, it's HEAVEN2home.com. So if,
it's
if we have listen, it's
sorry.
.net. Okay.
Yeah.
I made that mistake before. I have it at the end that says .net. And I was even going to say at the end, I promise I was going to say, and be sure to say .net.
Yeah.
But so, in other words, if someone is out listening and they have the retail, they can go onto your website and do a retail order as well, or is this something that you prefer to talk to people one-on-one about?
They can do a retail order on our internet site, but we're also happy to talk to people, and we also have a wholesale contact information on there for retailers as well. We can email them all of that information.
And I understand that 5 of our lucky listeners who call in today will receive a free soy candle.
Correct. Yeah, it's going to be our 12-ounce soy candle, and it's available in 10 different fragrances. And they have real colorful lids on them. They all have a silver brushed metal lid on them, and then we have colorful stickers with our artwork on them. And those candles.
That's really. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say those candles are about a 70 to 80 hour burn.
And oh,
they,
wow.
They retail at $19.
So they're elegant and they last a long time. So for our 5 callers to be lucky enough to be the first 5 callers, call us at 866-405-8405, and you can win a 12-ounce soy candle from Heaven to Home. That number, once again, is 866-405-8405. Thanks, Laura, for taking the time to talk with me today.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. And to learn more about Heaven to Home, go online to their website at heaventohome.net. That's not .com, that's .net. And that's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show, or just about traveling with Fido, you can pick up a copy of Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. You can find Fido Friendly at Borders, Barnes & Noble, Petco, PetSmart, and pet-friendly hotels nationwide. Or simply go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. This is Susan Sims wishing you a happy new year for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.